you know, these episodes have been starting out in a much looser way than our official feed episodes, but I've been thinking that perhaps it might be time to drop like the first 10 minutes of one of these Patreon episodes on the main feed to remind people that they could get more episodes from us.
There you go.
You know, doing some marketing, just doing a little bit of podcast promotion.
That's good. That's what you're here for.
That's what I'm here for?
Yeah. You're a marketing manager, right?
Do I have any other responsibilities, or I'm just here to market?
I think it's just that, right?
Everything is marketing these days. Speaking of that, I was going to start today's episode out with a question the way that I do in the main feed. Wow. So that when the main feed listeners hear
it's been a while.
It's not a culture shock for them. So my question, it has nothing to do with baseball, which is good. My question is, if you had to write a Steve Albini-like screed against something in modern life, what would you put in your crosshairs? And I'll remind you of your rights here. We are on the Patreon feed.
Right.
And if you'd like me to not drop this part on the main feed, you can exercise those rights.
I mean, I have to give Albini credit because things have gotten...
Because he's an Italian-American.
Because things have gotten markedly worse in like the 30 years since he first started like...
Writing screeds. Yes.
I think it's easier for us today. There's just more... There are more targets.
Yeah. Some might say that these episodes week to week feel sometimes
like screeds. I don't even know where to begin. You're asking me like, I look at the entire world, pick an ill, then tear into it. Fast fashion.
Oh, that's good.
Big oil.
Okay. Now you'd like to write a letter in support of big oil, yeah, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think the movement has gone too far.
Today on The Big Picture, I don't remember how it came up. I mean, probably had something to do with There Will Be Blood. But Sean asked Chris if there's anybody who makes their money as an oil man anymore. And I was like, boy, do I have the podcast for you. Like half of major league owners have made their money via oil.
Well, like... those companies still exist. Right. Like, I guess it depends there's on so what your definition less... is, like, of oil man.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest, though. They're so much less tied to a person than they used to be.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's because Standard Oil used to be so tied to John Rockefeller. Right? He was the Standard Oil guy, right?
Yeah.
And then it got split up into 15 other companies that are all basically the size that Standard Oil was then, but they're, like, Exxon Mobil, and they've all merged with each other four different times. It's funny that like Standard Oil got split as an antitrust thing, and then it also like some of those subsidiaries ended up merging with other oil companies. Right. It's like I thought we just did this. I thought we split you up for a reason.
I'm going back through my notes app because I usually have screeds in here.
You just put screeds in the notes app?
Well, I'll put thoughts. You know, it's like the seeds of screeds.
That's amazing. You're really doing the work. Can we sell access to your notes app? By the way, I did sign you up to do some Jordan Peterson impersonations on today's episode of the Patreon.
I did see that.
You are so secretly good at doing stuff like this.
I don't know that I've done Jordan Peterson.
You could do it pretty easily though. Come on, wait. I'll play.
No.
While you look for your screens, I'm gonna play you a little JP.
Okay.
And you just imitate it.
All right. No, you know what? I can't do this.
The man is always just sitting in an empty room. He's always
goddamn woke moralists. We're coming for you.
It's what they want. It's a byproduct.
Sorry, I was too
low. Such thing as hell. It's like, have it your way, buddy. Can't you just, you know, call the poor victims what they want? It's a byproduct of neural activity. It's why isn't your solar plexus conscious then? You can't have a wood-burning fireplace. It's like... So what these bloody,
is there another host on the show, or is he just...
Oh my,
I think he's a guest.
We have to act like there's an emergency. We have to lock everything down. We
kind of funny, because he's doing an impersonation
everyone.
Of me. Why? Right now.
So I can be seen to be the savior of the planet. You have to use pronouns. It's like, fuck you, buddy. Seriously. And you think...
He's always podcasting with his eyes closed, which is exactly like you. You're never making eye contact with me. You always have your eyes closed. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't want to see me. Yeah. You prefer to podcast as though I'm your imaginary friend.
I do. Well, it helps me get in the zone a little bit. I imagine I'm in an empty room and you're the sort of omnipresent voice that's echoing in and I'm having a conversation.
Right. What if I told you that was the truth? Would that throw you off? Okay, here's your chance for the Jordan Peterson to really reel in some subscribers.
What are we talking about? Am I just like,
you have to do the whole like
to tipping pitches?
No, you have to. Well, sure. That'd be great. You could do the whole pronouns thing. Fuck you, buddy.
See, yeah, you do a great job.
Back to your screed subjects.
You know, I'm really light on screeds recently. Uh-huh. The thing about my notes app is that it's also just my planning doc for tipping pitches. So it's like throughout the week, I'll just write down ideas.
Yeah, me too.
And then by the time we record, I consolidate that into a new note that is just a list of topics.
I have about 17 different documents titled Three Up, Three Down.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I'm always like, I can't find the last one. It's like, it's just faster to start a new one. Everybody was really happy with your use of the phrase rizzed up on this past week's episode.
Uh-huh.
And you said that
I used it. I used it in a way that people popularly use it. Right.
He rizzed up his jingoism.
Right.
That's what you said.
I know.
And I thought that was some of your best work.
I think so too. I felt good about that coming out of the episode. I thought about the fact that I'd said that and I was like, that was the correct thing to say.
You know, you could ask me to edit stuff out if you want me to.
That would not be authentic to who we are. You don't edit anything out.
So true, actually. Great point. This is essentially a live radio show. That's the experience that you're signing up for.
I just have like my shirt size written down in case I forget, you know, like.
You don't know your shirt size already?
Well, like the, you call it like on a, like a dress shirt, you know?
Oh. Okay. Why?
In case I need it. I can read that. Alex Baisley's shirt. I see I'm not like wispy and whiny enough.
Right. Also, Canadian is a tough accent.
It is. Well, yeah, it's a tough accent.
That's the reason that you can't sound like Jordan Peterson. No other reason. He was also wearing like a blazer with some like cartoons drawn on it, I think. Or like potentially like the Sistine Chapel. I don't really know. I'm going to go back to it. I'm going to consult the tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it appears to be some sort of Renaissance painting on here. Good or bad fit?
Oh, remarkable. See, I could watch Jordan Peterson videos with the sound off. I could purely watch his facial expressions.
I mean, you and I have a long history of watching controversial figures on YouTube for entertainment. Just like hundreds of hours spent in the Alex Jones mines. Maybe not hundreds of hours.
If you wonder why we're like this.
You have to know your enemy.
I want to watch it over and over.
I know, it's really good. It's really good.
So these bloody nature worshippers, oh my, everything's coming to an end. We have to act like there's an emergency. We have to lock everything down. We have to take everything from everyone.
Can you say everything's coming to an end at the end of every episode?
Yes, I will.
We have to end the episode.
See, I'm just letting you do it. I'm sitting here vamping until you feel obligated to fill the space with your own Jordan Peterson impression.
Me every time we go to the Mets go to Edwin Diaz. Everything's coming to an end. We have to lock everything down.
Lock everything. That was good.
Thank you. Have it your way, buddy.
I can't believe you started out of the Patriot. Is this the part you're going to put on the main feed?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
What else is going to get people to sign up?
I guess this is the truest representation of what this hour is usually like.
It's either this or put it all on YouTube, apparently. And we know you won't do that. It's in your contract.
It is in my contract.
Yeah.
You do have control over my likeness elsewhere, though.
True. True.
Which is why you run all my socials.
I'm doing a really good job of running your socials right now.
You're right. Yes,
just
you
not
are.
Posting.
Just not putting anything on there.
Do you want to give me access to your socials?
I would. I would trust you with that.
I feel like I could get your voice down.
I think so. Yeah.
Just constantly tweeting at Dave Cavill.
Uh-huh.
You know, speaking of Dave Cavill, or the A's, when is one of those two things going to happen and check off our bingo card? When the A's mention is going to come back on, even if accidentally?
Mm-hmm.
When is Dave Cavill going to tender his resignation?
Well, unfortunately with the tweets, is like it happened in the in spring training.
Right. Right?
And so something tells me they're going to be extra cautious.
Yeah, like
now
their
going
guard forward. Is up.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, no, we have to lock everything down. I'm just doing, like, I'm not really doing Jordan Peterson.
It's like,
I'm sort of doing the Muffin Man.
Right. Yes. Little Mickey Mouse.
Or no, rather the Gingerbread Man from Shrek. That's kind of the impression that I'm doing. Oh, right. No.
Gingerbread Man, who does frequently discuss
the Muffin Man. Right. The Muffin Man in this case is wokeness.
And he, where does he live?
Drury Lane.
Is it, what is it?
Drury?
Drury?
Like Brandon Drury.
Okay.
I think. Google that.
Remarkable content.
That might not help you, though, because Google these days are powered by AI.
Wow, you still use Google? Like a rube?
Sorry, Bing it.
Did you see that Google rolled out their new
funny.
The web search function where it's like, if you don't want any of the garbage junk that we're serving up for you, we will serve you websites, like text-based websites.
My sister was trying to explain to me some sort of meme the other day, because here's the thing that happens. My sister, who's 4.5 years older than me, she's 32, turning 33 in August. She is a therapist. She works at a college. So she works with a lot of teenagers, basically. Gen Z, younger adults. And they're always trying to explain memes to her, or they're always making reference to memes. And so she comes to me asking me to explain the meme in further depth. And I just don't know it.
Right.
So then it's like just kind of two idiots trying to figure out, just rubbing our one brain cell together, rubbing our one Gen Z brain cell together.
Right. It feels a lot like this episode.
Well, it'd be really great if you were there, because you're sort of my internet consigliere.
Right.
But she was trying to explain to me some Twitch streamer meme or something like that. She's like, they're always yelling Tuesday at me. They're just saying Tuesday, Tuesday at me. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. It sounds like you need medical attention the way that you're trying to describe this to me.
Uh-huh.
So I went to Instagram. She went to Instagram to try to find it for me. And I went there. And as you know now, in the Instagram search bar, you can use Meta AI
yeah.
to have it try to explain it to you. And I asked Meta AI, I was like, what is this meme? And it responded, and it kind of got it right. And they were like, and then Meta AI at the end was like, I can provide you with a link to an article explaining what this is, or like showing you the original video or something like that. And I said, okay, thanks. Give me the link. And then it responded and was like, I can't find the link. And I was like, you just said you had it. You did the hard part. And then the easy part, which is just returning a search of links, which is what we've been able to do with search on the internet since 1999.
Where did they go?
And they were like, I can't do that. And I responded, and I was like, you're useless. And then it apologized.
Oh.
No, don't do that.
Oh.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. This is Mark Zuckerberg in the machine that we're talking about here.
Okay, but have you considered that it's a whole new ballgame with AI?
Not only have I considered that.
It is literally on the screen every time we record.
When I close my eyes, that's what I see.
Mm-hmm.
It's really brutal. Like, do you want to do three up, three down now? Now that you've avoided my question about the screed, you've avoided my intention to have you do Jordan Peterson voice. Mm-hmm. You've avoided figuring out where the Muffin Man lives.
Oh, I can confirm it's Drury Lane.
Brandon Drury Lane.
Drury Lane. I always thought it was like Cherry Lane, because I think that like when I heard that song as a child, what is Drury?
You weren't a big Brandon Drury head.
I guess not.
I don't think he was in the league yet. You weren't following his high school outings. You were tapped in.
Should we get into that? Like ranking high school baseball prospects?
I think we have enough people out there doing that.
Yeah.
What do you think? Not only do we have enough people out there doing that, we have enough people out there who are incredibly defensive about the fact that they do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you bring up a teenager, they're like, well, here's seven reasons why we kind of have to do it. Someone's got to do it.
Like the few, the prospect rankers. They run towards the sound of cataloging high school player statistics.
Do you want to do a podcast?
I guess so. That was a good start. Well, as you know, if you're here on the Patreon feed, you are aware of the fact that every Patreon episode, for the most part, is an episode of Three Up, Three Down, where we talk about three things that brought us joy in the baseball world and three things that are, you know, sapping that joy at the same time, so that we always come out with a nice, steady equilibrium every week. Is that how you feel? Equilibrium?
Yes.
You come out of every episode of this and you're like, I've achieved emotional equilibrium.
Right. Well, again, and it's helpful, I will say, to have my eyes closed the whole time when I'm doing it. It like brings my heart rate down.